week again.
Why?
Lots of editing.
Why that?
We don't like that. The old gang's back together.
I know. It feels less comfortable this week than it did
it
last week.
It really does.
What? I don't know. It feels like we're sneaking in now.
We are.
I understand that. But last week it felt like we were sneaking in and it was exciting. Now it feels like we're sneaking in and we're about to get in trouble.
I got to the parking lot at 12:05 and I felt like I needed to go somewhere else. Like I was just sitting in my car. Felt very unwanted.
I left way too early. I'm sorry to get too personal about this, but I left way too early and then went home to masturbate. And then
what?
I was late.
Wait, what? You left too early?
Let's start good.
Yeah, let's start over. I'm sorry.
By beginning with Tyler, turn your mic down.
I'm turning all of us down so that we're not clipping, bro. Do you want to be clipping?
Give me hot.
Clipping.
All right, Mike, what'd you think about?
What did I think about?
I was kidding. I don't need to know.
No, it was a specific. It's my.
Is that why your belt's broken?
I'm not going to name. Yeah, I had to rip my belt off so fast. No, I found an old porn chick that I used to like.
Christy Canyon.
No. This one's not famous. Savannah. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to spoil the purity of
Cherry
her.
Rain.
It's none of those names. Even actually,
Candy Mist.
But I didn't think I was attracted to her at one point in time, and lately I went back and I.
Uh-huh. So you're doing like the time travel wank?
You want to know what really happened is I was cleaning
show.
Out some old DVDs and I found one marked P and I was like, what the hell is P? And it was porn from like 8 years ago.
Oh, that's your code?
Apparently.
P. No one's going to
The
gonna
next
write.
Disc was O.
You know what it was?
R.
It was the one time I actually paid one of those services where you could download as many things as you wanted.
You're like,
you
I'm
going to
keep
it.
All this. I'm going to...
But it was just photos. There were no videos. And I figured, okay, since I just paid $40 for 30 days of this, I'm going to download like 10,000 things.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
You feel like you got your money's worth?
I feel like it's an addiction because I opened this disc and there's probably, I don't know, 1,000 pictures in there.
You haven't categorized?
And
I thought
like,
you said 10,000.
No, on the website there is. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I should probably drop another 40 now that it's like 10 years later and re-up.
Right,
but I didn't even go through all these pictures.
Owl scans?
Yes! 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 It's not owl scan, it's ALS scan. That is it, actually. I swear to God.
What?
Yeah.
I pulled it out of thin air.
Yeah.
I picked which porn Mike was looking at.
Yeah, that's
pretty
my favorite
good.
Porn website.
Owl scans?
ALS scan. It's my favorite.
All right, enough. I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing? We're doing an advertisement for a horrible, shitty company called Al Scan.
Should I say who the Al Scan model is?
Is it a guy named Al who scans magazines?
It's ALS Scan because I've heard the girls talk about it before.
You've listened to interviews about this porn site.
They started doing videos later on.
I discovered Al Scans or whatever the hell it is way back when I was in college.
What?
When I'd have to like push download and it would take like three
yes,
minutes for the picture to open
Myself
up.
As well.
All right. Holy shit.
What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, fuck! What the fuck is that? What's happening? What's happening? You're being... What's happening?
All right.
I think Anderson took mushrooms earlier tonight.
Something's actually happening.
No, something's happening
in the
ceiling.
Here we go. First of all, I'll get back to the ceiling in a second. There is something happening.
How can you get back to that
in
a second?
What? Doesn't feel like we're doing anything wrong.
He looked scared as he looked up at the ceiling.
We'll get there. How do you feel like you're doing something wrong when the security guard literally goes, unlocks the door, opens it up, and says, have a good night, sirs.
Yeah.
And then as you walk in, you see another security guard that says, hello, how are you? By name.
Yeah.
He also shook our hands like we were his new best friends.
Oh, that was weird. He shook our hands.
Trying to shake my hand. I shunned. All right.
Mike, you shook with the hand that you used.
You want to know something? That's the absolute first thing I thought of. That's the first.
You used your Al Scans hand?
He reached his hand back to shake my hand, and I didn't immediately shake his hand. And then I apologized, and I almost like jokingly said to you guys, you won't believe what just happened 20 minutes ago.
We have a sunroof, a skylight in here.
Did it again.
They have like some kind of blinds over it. It's real janky. Tyler, you got one above your head in there as well. And yes. When the AC cranks in on here, it changes the pressure in the room, I guess. So the janky blinds actually get sucked up into the ceiling. And I got freaked out.
It looks like some kind of satanic vortex is sucking the ceiling out of the room we're in.
It does look like a really bad 70s schlocky horror film effect. Yes. Hey, welcome to the program. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano being literally freaked out of his wits.
Well, your reaction.
I was scared at first, yeah. But then I realized that it's nothing to be scared of.
Your reaction kind of freaked me out, and I saw it out of my like periphery a little bit, and then I looked up and it did it more, and I was like, what's happening?
And there's Ty Ty on the old sound effects. I actually brought the machine over from the new digs back to the old digs so we could have a complete show here. A little tight hour.
I got kind of sad. I wanted to play the cool thunder.
It's 5 p.m.
All right, then I won't bring it anymore, sir. It's a lot of work for me.
I'm just...
Here's the best part.
Just ribbing ya.
It is a lot of work.
About Mike Carano freaking out about the ceiling. I looked over at it because I saw what was happening, and it did look like that 70s, like that the ceiling is being sucked in. Actually, it would be down to the ground if it was a satanic ground.
I know.
What's Satan doing, ripping us up to heaven?
It was your reaction, and I saw
something.
But
I looked over at you, and you were so, like, you were still, I guess your mind was still on the Al Scans or whatever it's called. So, like, you're all, I had this relaxed, like, sly look. And I'm like, he has not seen what's going on yet, because he'd be freaking the fuck out. You were very relaxed. I'm like, what's up?
How did you discover ALS scan?
I don't know. You just type in, like,
because I discovered it through a website called Heartbreaker.com, which is their companion website.
Are we looking at the provenance of your
Al Scan also has Al's Angels and a third one.
What's that one called? You don't want to say?
I don't remember.
You don't like the teen in it, so you don't want to say it? The teen in the title? Bothers you?
Tell me Al.
Teen Al?
Al Scan has the best photos.
I got so
website.
Much to get to.
Let's get
I don't
to
know.
It.
I haven't looked at Al Scans in years. I can't believe I pulled that out
tonight,
of my memory.
Mm-hmm. You want me to send you a disc?
No, because that's going to be weird. If you think I'm not going to go home and check out Al Scans, though, you're wrong.
Yep.
They got, like, new and updated. Like, ew, creepy. Like, the girls that are on there now were probably, like, 4 when I was last looking at
Al Scans.
They
always update, but not nearly at the rate they used to. Like,
I've got balls
in 2007,
older than you.
2008.
Well, literally. Like, technically, all my body is older than
that's
than
why the... it's funny.
Tyler? All right. Here's what we're going to bring to the program tonight. Here's what's going to happen. Oh, I thought of this. We should try and do the show while smiling the entire time.
Hey,
all
right.
That's not a bad idea.
Hey.
You know when you listen to announcer guys and you can tell that they're
smiling? Like they're smiling. Can you tell that we're smiling? Hey, it's hard to be negative when you're smiling.
It really is difficult. Like you're tricking your brain into thinking everything's cool.
Hey, what about that fucking traffic and that freeway closure, guys?
Al Scans. Huh? Woo!
I want to tell you a story.
You're not smiling.
You're not smiling, bro.
Smiling now. I have a friend. We were sitting at the bar at the Improv. He's a comic.
Just to let everyone know, the smile's not on anymore.
And, what kind of jokes does he tell?
And
was it Tim Short?
Something came up. Something came up in conversation, and he goes, "You know, I had dinner at Bill Cosby's house." And I went, "How the hell did that come about?" And then I'll just tell you exactly how he said it. And I know this to be the case because they're really, really tight, and they work together all the time. And he goes, "I was at the Santa Monica Airport with Jerry Seinfeld." And we heard the loudest plane I've ever heard at that airport come in. And Jerry said, that must be Bill Cosby because he's got the last of the big airplanes that is allowed to land here that's that loud. And they waited a few minutes. And sure enough, it was Cosby's private plane, but it's a full-size jet. It's not a little teeny one. It's a big one. Thinks he's like Led Zeppelin or something. And they waited. And Cosby comes off and does the whole Cosby show like act with a cigar. Like, hey, guys. And invites them over to dinner at his house. And they go to his house.
How long ago is this?
Probably 5 years ago.
Okay.
So he said, I said, what was it like? He goes, it was fantastic. There's one thing. He goes, first of all, you walk in and I'm like, what the hell is the floor made of? And he finally went, Bill, can I ask you, I don't know, I can't tell if this is carpet or wood or what is this? And he goes, it's leather. So he had like a specially made leather floor. And my friend said, it was unbelievable. Like, it was just, it was soft, yet it had grip, and it was so comfortable and warm feeling. And I was like, that would be a good...
Warm? How does he know it's warm?
No, like warm feeling. Like, it didn't feel
like... Oh, I see,
like
the texture.
It just felt different and better. And then he said the whole night went pretty well. Mm. Nothing unusual.
Mm-hmm. They check out his bill scans?
Then he was walking them out.
Ooh, they'd be pretty good, I bet.
He was walking them out, and Bill Cosby said, just out of nowhere, as he's at the door, he goes, you know, I was in Japan yesterday. And I was doing a corporate show, and I'm in this limo, and we're driving down the street, and I look over, and there's an entire private school just letting out, all girls, wearing like Catholic schoolgirl outfits. And he goes, and I sat there, and I thought, you can't fuck all of them. Good night.
I don't like him.
Like, out of nowhere, he just brought that up, and my friend goes, it was so goddamn weird. And we just we were just so weirded out by that. Like, the night was completely normal.
So did he like fuck one of them?
I have no idea. But at the end,
maybe most of them.
That's the story.
You can't get all of them.
That's the story he decided to tell them at the end of the night as he's
walking
nightcap. Them out.
Yeah, as a little like, how do you do? See ya.
Yeah.
That you can't this is fuck here's one for them. You to chew on the way home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. You can't. You can't fuck all of them.
You probably can.
Yeah, you probably can.
Not all of them in the world.
I mean, if you have the kind of money to make leather floors.
I like that leather floor idea, though.
That's weird.
Inspired by Cosby.
I don't think
the leather floor.
What color? Was it white?
I don't know, but, you know.
You got to oil it?
Bowling shoes have leather soles.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, did not know that. Yeah. I used to wear leather bowling shoes, too.
So did I.
Stole a pair.
I bought a pair.
Stole a pair. I think we've talked about this.
Aren't they like the easiest thing in the world to steal?
Yeah.
You just wear some shitty flip-flops and then just walk out with those?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's heart is the easiest thing to steal.
You can't fuck all of them. No.
You can't fuck all of them. Is that the name of the episode?
I was hoping that we'd do the show smiling longer, but
hey,
I guess you're not going to.
Let's do it.
A little hard to talk about Bill Cosby fucking.
Hey, you can't fuck
girls.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Can you?
While smiling.
I got something kind of cool to show you. And okay. I don't know. Maybe you've done this, but it took me back. All right. So I was getting my car worked on a couple days ago.
What happened?
Nothing. I just needed tires.
Hold on. Let me smile and ask that again. What happened?
I just needed new tires. A couple new tires. Notice there are train tracks in the back behind where I was getting my car.
I love that.
And I did this.
I love it. Love it.
And I think a lot of people have never done it, and it's quite enjoyable.
Was it hard to find them afterwards?
No, they were right there. So what I did, tie-tie.
Was this one pass?
One pass.
That's great.
Because they get knocked off the track.
Oh, your mom walked by on the tracks?
That is great.
What? Is it making mom jokes?
Yeah. Bring it back.
I love this. I love this.
I took three pennies and a nickel, tie, put it on the train tracks, and let the trains demolish and smush them.
Yeah, we've all done that.
You've done that? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I've shown some people, and they're like, what is that? How did that happen? What's going on?
No, I think it's cool.
Is it Dr. Drew? I bet Dr. Drew's never seen that before. He's the kind of person that would be like, what the fuck?
It took me back, because my brother and I used to do it when we were in Canada quite a bit when we were kids, but we're dumb fuck kids, and we're boys.
No,
so we started
great.
With pennies, moved up to like nickels and dimes, and then like loonies. Canadian for
I like using
dollar
bills
and toonies, but then like you know that's not enough. You got to start doing more. So we started putting like giant boulders and giant chunks of glass.
Babies,
we're such
glass.
Assholes. Giant. We found this giant. Like,
what would
glass.
Happen? Would an M80 explode or would it just get pushed off?
I think it would just get pushed off. I think it needs like ignition, unless it was like a spark flying. I don't know. Anyway, so there's that.
That's great. I like that.
It really did take me back. I felt very, except I was a grown man out in the middle of nowhere.
No, I dig it. Did you have a quarter in your hand and debate?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, were you looking over your shoulder to see if anyone was going to see you?
I was worried. Like, I was looking for cameras and stuff because, like, I put the coins down and there was a train and it was just being a lazy ass train sitting there like,
oh,
about a half a mile
like
away.
Hit the fucking gas.
It wasn't going anywhere. And I was thinking, all right, I'm going to wait for this train. And then I'm like, I just went down, put my hand on the tracks. I look suspicious. Now I'm walking. Plus, I was on the phone with my insurance company. So I was on the phone. I looked
very
suspicious.
What are you doing right now? I'm putting money on the train track. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that with your health insurance company. Here's what I did recently that I'm kind of proud of and kind of happy with. I use a lot of parking meters in this town very often.
You do?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. And I have three very large bags, Ziploc bags, like gallon-sized Ziploc bags
filled with pee.
With change.
Ah.
And I finally got so fed up with waste because I value quarters. I like quarters.
Yeah, quarters are great.
And I went through those bags and probably pulled out 100 nickels and about 50 dimes and put them in my little change thing in the Subaru. Uh-huh. And I fill every meter, it takes fucking forever with nickels now. And I don't give a shit one bit. But when I put four quarters in there, that bugs the shit out of me. But when I jam 20 nickels in there, it doesn't faze me because I'm never going to cash those nickels in. I'm never going to spend them.
It's like
and
debris.
I love the fact that somebody has to empty that machine and it's just got nickels in there. And fuck them.
I just throw pennies out.
Yeah, they're the worst.
I just literally just throw them in
what,
the trash.
What is 1964? Is it 1964 quarter that's worth like $50?
I don't know. Why would it be?
There was one that one year where they were using silver. It was like almost all silver, and those are worth a lot of money.
I don't know. You're right, though. I do remember that for the brief 1 month when I was a coin collector as a child.
I think it's like quarters like before then were silver. I don't think there was just 1 year.
I believe it's just 1 year. I believe it's just 1 year. All right, sorry.
I think the quarters were all made of something different at some point, and then they switched over. But I do think you're right. I think there was some reason. There was a shortage or something.
Yeah. What? You still got a coin collection over there?
No, and I sold everything. I sold everything to pay taxes like 5 years ago.
I wanted to bring coins in and have a little coin off next week because I got coins. I got one from like 1898 or something.
Oh, I would have kicked some fucking ass.
Yeah?
Because I sold my shit, and I think I got like $3,000 for it. Not even like
$4,000 or $3,000 of change.
I paid my taxes with it. I had, not only did I have, my dad, you know my dad owns a pawn shop,
yeah,
and
yeah.
He gave me tons of shit. I had all these rare, I had the books that, where you fill the entire book, but they were from the 40s and 50s and 60s.
You were
like
ultra
30
nerd.
Of them. No, these were just gifts. Like my dad's, there were things people had pawned and never picked up, and my dad just gave them to me. So it would be a book that says like 1943, and it has every coin from 1943. Within like 15 pages.
It's pretty sweet. You probably had some of those quarters. Didn't know.
Of course. No, yeah. Of course I did. But then he also gave me a silver dollar collection, which was probably 80 silver dollars over the course of like 80 years, like one every year. And most of those were silver, and they just got scrapped for the silver. But they were all immaculate. And then he gave me, you know what? I have pictures of all
I wrapped
shit.
Mine in tinfoil.
What does that do?
I don't know. I was a little kid. I'm like, this is going to protect
the
me.
Aliens can't read it, their minds. But I liked being a coin collector for like the month I was a coin collector.
A month?
When I was a kid. As an adult, I just had this stuff because it was silver and it was valuable, and I sold it when I owed the IRS. I don't know what I'm going to sell this year. But
I had a girlfriend back early 90s. She had a brother who was kind of a fuck up. He moved out, and he left all his stuff at her house. I moved in with her, so I was living with her, doing a lot of meth.
Yeah.
And I found his card collection, his baseball card collection.
Oh, really?
And he had probably about 3,000-4,000 cards. And I took it upon myself.
That's more than I could ever look at.
He had a ton. And I took it upon myself to go out and get one of those Beckett's magazines.
Yeah.
A pricing
guide? You got
guide?
The new yeah. Beckett, brah.
And I made a system, and I spent probably about 150, 200 hours going through each card, looking it up, figuring out which one. And I had like a little price range, like yep. If it was worth more than 15 cents, it's going to hold on to that. And I put them all aside, and I just I essentially just raped the entire 4,000, 2,000, whatever
all
it was.
Good ones?
All the good ones, and then I just put all the rest back, and I have those somewhere.
Were there some valuable ones in there?
They were you know, 15 cents and above back then, so I don't know. They might be. I don't know what to do, though.
Were you aware of like what makes them valuable besides the person on the card? Like,
wait, what year were they?
I want to say like late 80s, early 90s.
Mm. Well, we have a guy, and you know him. You met him. He was kind of the most obnoxious guy at the After Disaster, that first one.
There's a few of those.
That worked at the club, and he no longer
Oh, that out. Guy. Yeah, that guy. Now yeah, that
a,
guy's the worst.
Now he's an agent or a manager.
I can
but
see
he
that.
He is a professional.
Blowhard. Boisterous
fucker. But he's a professional and successful collector of baseball, memorabilia, and cards. Mm-hmm. And he's bought and sold Babe Ruth bats, mm-hmm. all these legendary, like he's paid $3,000 for a bat and then sold it for $5,000 or $6,000. Like, oh, just turned it right around and found collectors for it. But he also collects very, very rare baseball cards, and he's had them in the office and showed me. And these cards are just crazy expensive. Like, not mm-hmm. not crazy, but
he likes to show people things that he owns.
Yeah.
I don't like
yeah.
him.
Like those Ansel Adams prints yes. he bought.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. All right.
But he was showing me like the difference in the color gradations on some of them and how
Mike already got off.
The more squared off they
it's
are.
True.
where the borders are even, right, more valuable they are. Uh-huh. And he would show me differences between.
That might be before like modern day printing presses, though. That might be.
Yeah,
like,
of course. This is, okay, these are cards from the 50s and 60s.
I don't think that's going to really.
The baseball card market was also like flooded for like 1993 or,
yeah, but the,
5 or something like that. And like it, oh, everything is
he
entirely
would collect
devalued.
Like an entire, oh, team from like 1964.
I need to find
and then mine. He'd have like duplicates and triplicates to find the best. And then he sends them to some company who, mm-hmm, grades them, mm-hmm, for like $30 a pop.
What? They better be worth.
No joke.
They're like, yeah, $30. This is worth 50 cents.
Some are worth a couple hundred bucks, $250. But the whole point was.
They grade him for $30. I don't like, yeah, this. I don't like any of it.
No joke.
I don't like
no
any
joke.
Of it. Who is that guy that's just sitting there with his little a monocle and goes,
I don't
let
know,
me grade this?
Who are the guys that are at Beckett making like. Here's an entire magazine about what each card is worth.
All right. I like
some
Al,
of the bats
Al
that he, some
way
of the bats,
more valuable.
The bats that he bought were like, some of them are modern day all bats. Right. Like he bought the last bat used from a couple of famous players, uh-huh, where the bat where somebody, they just gave it away to someone on the team, or like, right, the bat boy said, can I have that at the end of a game? And then the guy retired. And
I've been to the location. And then we're going to get off fucking old-timey baseball.
Yeah.
And
especially since
bullshit.
I know nothing about baseball.
It's awful.
And the guy who knows about baseball is not contributing to this part of the conversation.
But I've been, Ty-Ty.
I don't know much about cards.
To the home plate, to the actual location at the home plate where Babe Ruth hit his last home run.
Where he called a shot?
Where was that?
Where he hit his last home run. It was at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. And now the University of Pittsburgh University is actually on the location of where it used to be, but they kept the home plate like intact, and it's like
really
under. It's like so it's just like it's in the halls of the school. So it's just like you're walking the halls, and then there's just like this little shrine, and you can actually see the home plate. It's still there. It's like,
that
is
great.
It's really cool.
That is
and, like
great.
On this spot is where Babe Ruth hit his last home run.
Nice.
Pretty tag.
And then right next to it, it's a big sign that says, "I know. So what?"
No, that sign's not there.
Why? Why would there be that old-timey wah-wah horn sign?
Guys, I become officially old. I know it's happened a number of times on this show, but I become officially old a week from Thursday or a week from Friday.
And?
Colonoscopy. It's happened.
Russian doctor?
No. She's not involved. But they're going up the butt.
Yeah.
Down the throat at the same time.
And they're going to meet in the middle?
They're going to meet in the middle.
It's like Lady and the Tramp.
Wow, that's exactly what my buddy Mickey said.
Really?
Yeah. Be in the middle like Lady and the Tramp. Nothing like that. Be like Lady and the Tramp, but like the noodle is my intestines. That's terrible.
Am I allowed to click on Al scans here?
Probably not.
ALSCS.
Try it. Give it a shot.
C-S-C-A-N.
No, I mean, it's coming up. Like, should I click on the link?
Give it a look, yeah. But my doctor, she said, you don't need it yet. You're not old enough. You don't. But you do have family history, so if you want to, it's completely up to you. As your physician, I'm telling you, you don't need it, but you can pull the trigger. And I'm doing it because I just want to get it out of the way.
I'm older than you, and I've never done it, and I'm not going to do it, but I recommend you do it because right. All I've heard for the last 20 years
is that it feels great.
All these celebrities that have had colon cancer and stuff come out and said, please go get checked. Please uh-huh. go get checked. Because if you get checked, you can get it fixed.
Right.
If you have some kind of cancer, you can get that taken care of.
I don't like how they're going down my throat. And my fucking insurance, they're not paying for it to knock me out. So I'm going to be local. I'm going to be wide awake.
Well, I got bad news for you.
Brutal.
Bad news for you.
Yeah. I'm going to be human centipeded while awake.
Apparently, you didn't watch any or read any news today because
oh, no. What?
Two people died at UCLA.
For what?
Because they... I swear to God, this is the truth. You can look it up. They stuck the wrong probe up their ass or down in their
what?
Mouth,
no.
And they got infected.
No.
I'm not even kidding you. Two deaths at UCLA today.
I'm not going.
Because
two separate people?
Yes, because they took the butt probe and stuck it down their mouth, and they got infected because of like E. coli or something. Not even kidding.
I turned on a radio program just tonight. I finished the gym. I felt good. I'm like, I got a 15-minute drive over to work and check out this program. I like it. It makes me laugh. It's kind of like my after disaster.
Okay. Right?
I enjoy it. It puts me in a good mood. They were running a bunch of stories about how they ran a bunch of tests at various Starbucks and whatnot and tested the lids at various coffee houses and coffee joints, baristas, places. Fecal matter on all of them. All of them!
I don't want to believe that.
I don't want to hear it either. I turn the channel. And then they were talking about Mythbusters doing some kind of like thing where I never saw it, but like they put toothbrushes like all around the house and all different places.
Yeah.
And they tested all of them. Fecal matter. Here's the worst part.
There's a lot of shit floating around.
Here's the worst part. They tested the one that they didn't even take out of the packaging.
Fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
See, I don't believe that.
It's fecal. It's just everywhere.
If it's everywhere, then I don't feel so creepy, right. Creepy for putting my tongue on someone's asshole.
Michael! Michael!
I was going to say, if it's everywhere, I don't like this one bit.
How is it in the packaging? I guess the guy that packages it.
You know what? I think that test is not correct.
Now, I'm going to take some heat for this. I'm going to take some guff. But I think it's a known fact, well-known fact, that in the Middle East, they don't use toilet paper.
Fecal matter.
They use their hands.
That's repulsive.
Hey, and that's why I think they shake with their left and wipe with their right. And I'm not making this shit up. Or it's the other way around.
Yeah, you never eat with your left hand.
Did you see that?
Oh, they actually did.
Yeah, did you see that Mythbusters where they tested like 1,000 assholes and they found fecal matter on everyone?
I missed that.
That fecal matter one disgusts me, and it reminds me of some stupid fucking thing I saw on Facebook today, which was things you don't want to know about.
Don't
like,
look at Facebook anymore. Stop
and it was like,
it.
Did you know that raisins are allowed to have 0.004 grams of rat droppings in every pack? I was like, I don't, you know, what are you doing? Yeah. I have raisins.
Right.
Excuse me, sir, I have raisins.
Yeah.
Womp, womp,
I don't
want to
hear that. Tyler. I don't want to hear it. I'm just going to assume there's fecal matter on everything.
No, well, you know what?
Out.
We discussed it on the show years ago.
And how is there fecal matter?
It was years ago. But watch, listen to this. All the living organisms that have ever been on this planet.
Good point.
They've all eaten something and pooped it out.
Yeah. Good
Pretty
point.
Much everything you touched has been at some point or another digested.
Good point.
Tyler, stop it! We're on that show. But when you think about it,
that was the worst thing that's ever been played on this show.
All the dirt played. It was from his mouth. All the dirt. It's all been eaten numerous times by worms.
Yeah.
Everything has passed through. All the particles that make up our bodies has probably passed through things.
I choose just to not hear the word fecal matter anymore and just move on with it and not care that I'm getting it in my mouth.
Christ almighty.
You know what? I'm throwing my fucking toothbrush away the second I get home.
But what are you going to do? Open a new one?
No, did they say anything about Sonicare?
I don't think they did. They do have that thing, though, and I actually bought it, but I don't use it anymore. But you put it in, and you plug it in, and it's got the light, the blue light, and it's supposed to kill everything. Yeah, God damn it. Why do we got to know stuff? Why would they even do that test? Like, I don't want to know.
I know. Why would you do that
test? I
don't
want to know.
Why would you do
and
that
why would
test?
They be broadcasting it? And why am I broadcasting? I'm part of the problem.
You're part of the problem. I'm part of the problem agreeing
like
with the problem.
Like the worms that keep chewing up the shit and spitting it back out. We're doing
they're
the
not,
exact
they're
same
They're not
thing.
Spitting it out, Tyler. That's the point. Be one thing
shitting it out
okay,
you know, the little worm assholes.
Okay, here's what Tyler. I'm going to screw this number up. I'm going to screw up a fake number from a fake article on the internet. But they said, did
Tyler!
You, when you go into
a butt,
you're going to screw it up.
They said, when you go into there was a certain place, and I cannot remember what it was, but it's someplace we've all been. And they said, did you know air in there is 15% dead skin cells?
What? That's not possible.
I can't
see it.
Your bedroom.
That's what I think, too. But
where is this? Someplace we've all been.
It was part of an internet thing. And you've heard the mattress one, right?
We've talked about it.
10 years into your mattress, you're
twice as much because of all the bed bugs and dead skin.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
I think you all can go to hell.
Because you want to know something? Why don't you get one of those mattress covers that's plastic, put that over it, then put your sheets and stuff over that.
Why don't you just sleep in your own filth? It's okay.
Yeah. If you're going to brush your teeth with your own filth, you might as well sleep in it.
Yeah, let's not go overboard with the... Yeah. Like, there was that show where it was like Monsters Among Us or something, and like it was just a show about like microorganisms that everyone has living on them. And like there's like worms and stuff that are like on your eyelashes.
Yeah.
And like they just take microscopes, they show it to you. Why would anyone want to watch that show? I don't need to know about that.
This makes me want to kill myself.
No, right? Just be like an OS. That'd be sweet. Those viruses, at least, like they're not like gross.
They're not gross at all.
Sometimes they come with Alice Kant.
I'm going to embrace the OS viruses.
What does I stand for? Not OS, iOS.
It's like iPhone. What does it stand for?
Yeah,
interpersonal. Okay.
We got a lot of shit last week for not knowing OPP.
I know.
Like, we got
why is everyone supposed to know that?
Hey, of shit.
Why? Why? Why does everyone know that?
We got shit from people that. Bald Brian sent me a text like, call me. And I was like, I'm in a movie. I was at the Hearst Castle. And I said,
oh, yeah, how was it?
I have no connection. I'm at the Hearst Castle. I'll call you when I get out. And he's like, well, just FYI, OPP. And he told me what it meant. And I was like, that's
what?
Weird.
That's
that
such a Brian maneuver.
I'm also confused about how.
I love that he did.
I read the description. I read the answer. And then everyone still felt inclined to tell us what it means.
Yeah.
Everybody, all right? Stop it. Brian, you're the worst. Just to let you know, this is what it means. I'm going to send it to you. I would like you to call me so I can tell you, even though we discovered it on the show and talked about it.
Yeah.
You know how important it is? I forget what it means because I don't give a fuck.
I forgot
guess
too.
What? I'm not down with them.
I think Brian said, other people's pussy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I think
that's not what it means.
I think he had another one,
yes.
too, though.
Oh, is it? That's what it means?
Yes.
Other yeah. people's pussy.
But Brian had two.
All right, I don't care what Brian
okay,
had.
I won't look it up. Though. But Hearst Castle was fantastic.
What does OP stand for? The old Ocean Pacific, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. OP hey. Shorts.
I knew that.
Very popular. My numero uno choice in shorts
Nailed
as
it.
A child.
The short shorts, right?
Yeah. No, they were kind of short. Yeah, they were like corduroy almost.
All right, so we might not know what OPP means. All right.
I am relieved, though, to have found out what Mike's favorite childhood shorts
yes.
brand was.
I think that I might have found a new project for the After Disaster, something that the three of us put
we
our
make
minds,
our own shorts.
Minds together.
Fecal matter masks?
Nope. We gotta get off the fecal matter.
Signs that say, wah, wah, wah.
Here's the thing. It's been too long. All right. There's a book out there. A well-read book. A lot of people know it. I think it was the first book to ever be printed. The Old
okay.
Test. The Old Testament.
Okay.
Tyler's familiar with it. Familiar with that book, Tyler?
I'm pretty sure that wasn't the first book to be printed.
Yeah, it was the first book to be printed.
The printing press printed
printing
the Bible.
Press, yeah.
Really, you believe yeah. that?
Well, I don't know why they would lie.
Actual
trivia, correct?
History.
I know it's the bestseller, but
no, of course, it, no, fucking humans
invented
are like, hey,
the printing press.
We have a printing press. What should we print first? God's word, I say. All right. Then I guess, what was it? The sequel came out, the Newer Testament. The New Testament
Mike
came out.
Mike 100% doesn't believe
it. I know.
I don't believe it.
Well, they might have, like, I think, you know what? He's probably technically it. Right because they probably did some tests with like nursery
you said
rhymes
the first
and stuff.
Book.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out. I printed fuck 40 times. All right. let's get to work on that Bible.
Fornication under consent of king.
You know what?
That's what fuck stands for.
Yeah, I think
did you know that, Brian?
Maybe they printed the Satanic Bible first.
Actually, you know, I did. I'll call you and tell you. So then the New Testament came out, right?
Okay.
A few summers later, because the
few,
first one was a big
summers later,
big yeah. hit.
First one's big hit. New one made some corrections.
It's been like how long? A couple thousand years since
yeah.
that New Testament. Hmm?
Are you saying we should write
the Newer Testament?
The Newer Testament.
I think that we should start getting together, maybe on weekends, not Sunday, because that's too trivial and predictable. But we should start. We should update that fucker.
I love this idea, except for the fact that it seems like way too much work.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be as long as the others. We could do like a.
Well, it was updated
so we can have, like,
by the Mormon church.
Like the chapter of Mike.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
We could name it after ourselves.
Well, I think, is like, Mike already in there?
Like Mike 312 will be like.
No.
Michael's not in the Bible?
No. I mean,
really?
There's an angel Michael, but there's not a book Michael. There's definitely not a book Keith.
How about Anderson?
You
there's,
bastard.
No, there's no Anderson.
Anderson.
We're going to throw Anderson.
I know there's not a book Tyler.
Yeah. How'd you get your name there?
Mine's from the Bible.
Keith?
Keith is not.
My mom named us all one Bible name. That's why there's Michael, Joey, David, and my sister is Nikki.
Yeah.
And somehow that tied into
Joey.
Something.
Nikki?
Joey, Jesus' father.
Was there a boy band in the New Testament that I never heard about?
New Testament is a pretty good boy band name.
Joey, Nikki?
I think that's her name.
So
you
we'd
think
have
your
to,
sister's name
I
is
think,
Nikki?
Kidding.
I think the
I
first
step. If that had a full name.
Tyler's
Joseph. David, Michael, Dave, James David is my youngest brother's name.
Wow.
Double dipping.
Yeah.
That's like a king's name. So Tyler's got a little bit of a head start on us because he's familiar with
it. Because he's probably read it.
Yeah. He knows like stuff. And it'd be kind of hard to like write a sequel to a movie that you've never seen. So we have a little bit of Bible study to do.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. I think we could probably learn some stuff quick. You have actually. You,
I don't think
when
you're
in your cult.
I don't think the New Testament read the Old Testament to write the New Testament.
I think they might have. There's a lot of, isn't
it.
There a lot of crossover, Tyler? Aren't there a lot of like
there's
characters?
Some like references to some like prophecies and those sort of,
you can,
those sort of thing.
Maybe you could like help us out with some of the bridge there.
I think we just deem ourselves gods and start writing.
that would be the easier approach.
Mm-hmm. I'm into this.
I think the After Disaster's Newer Testament would be a big seller.
Thou shalt not covet thy thy neighbor's daughter.
Thou shalt not abstain from owl scans.
Yes.
No. What? No.
No.
But we got to update it. You know, we got to like put the gays got to have like their own chapter.
Hey,
or they're cool.
So
and it's all right.
Any of you pervs
you
out there?
I mean?
Any of you pervs that are running to ALSCSAN? .com.
I'm gonna give you
a little tip that I just discovered as a middle-aged adult man.
What's that?
Which I wasn't aware of back in the day when I paid $39.95 for 1 month's access. Which is, look at the models and look at the preview shots and pick the one you like, and then just go to Google and punch in their name and owl scan, and it pretty much gives you most of the pictures at full res.
Well, girls, I'm glad that you enjoyed making a couple bucks by showing your vajays to everybody. Those days are over now.
Two or three of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my life are on that website, okay. And I will give you their names at another time.
This is like being at school when the kid like rips out like a page from his dad's Playboy. He's like, I'll bring it to you on Tuesday.
Now, I'm telling you, there's like two or three girls that if I ever meet them.
You're going to kidnap them?
I am going to say, oh my God, you look way older than you did 10 years ago. No, I there's a couple of those girls that I are just.
All right.
Wait, real quick. Let me point this out. I've fallen for some of those girls on Alscan. Okay. Like, just fallen in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, oh my God, let me go to Google search videos and see if they made any porns. And they have.
Mm.
And not nearly as attractive.
Yeah,
this
still
video.
Does a lot of.
Absolutely.
This coming from a professional photographer.
He's shocked by this, yes. You know, the moving picture hides a lot less.
This is like a director being at a film like, did you know that's not real?
Well, like there's one girl who's
Death
just
Star.
So cute.
The Death Star isn't real?
Not quite that bad.
There's one girl that's so cute and so beautiful and has the most amazing breasts I may have
ever
seen.
I want to stay on the internet. But we're going to move in a different direction, all right? And this is serious.
All I could find was doggy-style videos, and I don't like.
Right.
I don't want to
see
like
the animalistic. Yes.
Like, why would you not want to look at those breasts?
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
What's the name?
So here we go. Listen, let's get off of the porn.
Alexis Love.
What? Tyler, you're a pervy.
I think the listeners at home are very happy to know.
Alexis Love, we're not playing this game. Guys. Get your fucking minds out of the fucking gutter. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's this thing called BeTheMatch.org. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
Tyler?
What?
Have you heard of it?
Yes.
What
is
it,
like
Tyler?
To find out if you're a blood donor or a plasma donor.
Right.
But don't you need to know what kind of blood you have first?
Tyler. Yeah. They send you a kit, all right, and you send it in.
Anderson.
Tyler.
You have to draw your own blood?
No, they send you a little swab, a little swabby swab inside of your cheek, I believe. Here's the thing. It's a great program. It's really like modern-day technology doing something great. It's saving lots of lives. Actually, I heard about it. Bill Burr was talking about it, and I immediately was like, this is awesome. I'm in.
Okay.
Filled out the whole questionnaire, did everything, sent it off. Rejected.
Rejected?
I got rejected. I actually called them. Sat on hold
for
20 minutes.
For what reason?
Because I have metal in my back and I have a broken back, and I guess that what they have to do with it, Mike, you're probably out, because I guess if you are a match, they have to do a spinal tap on you. And I guess what he was explaining to me, he actually put me on hold, talked to a superior officer or a superior fellow working BeTheMatch.org guy, and he came back with the answer was that they have to squeeze your side, put you on your side and push, and sometimes it becomes fairly violent getting the getting the substance out of your back.
Wait, did you just say if you are a match, they have to do a spinal tap?
They don't
That's
have
a major
to, yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it saves a life. I was in, and now I'm out. So
we should go donate blood.
I have.
No, we should go as a group.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, I guess.
Like the three of us.
I used to donate platelets on the regular. Yeah.
Make a quick buck.
Give me a couple bucks, but it
we'll
wasn't for that.
Go. We should go donate blood one of these days, like maybe on a Saturday, and then we'll swing by the sperm bank.
Mm-hmm. And just say hi. But anyway,
we'll
so be the match.
We'll bring in our laptops with Alscan.
.org. I am fairly still wounded and upset that I can't be a part of it, but I would really like to be a part of it. I almost want to redo it and like use a fake name or something.
You should just go take a CPR class. You can save a life that way.
Yeah, I'm CPR certified.
CPR is a scam.
I've probably saved a few lives with my good advice.
Yeah, like almost all doctors now are against it.
Really?
And like 97% of like cases where like CPR is applied, like it does nothing.
No, that can't
I
be
find
true.
That hard to yeah, believe.
Where are you getting this?
Yeah.
The Newer Testament?
Are you thinking of the
NPR
Heimlich?
Report?
Oh, stop listening to NPR.
97% of doctors are against CPR?
I'll find you some stats.
I think that was like a dental, a toothpaste commercial.
I think if that were true, we would have heard, wouldn't that have been
newsworthy?
Yeah,
that would be pretty big news.
Hey, by the way, 97% of doctors are against CPR.
The problem with it is this, though, like if you are certified, like there's all sorts of legal shit that can go down.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like if you do help, you can get, you know, if you do the wrong thing, or if you don't help and you find out that you're certified, it's like, all right.
I was in a subway and an old woman was choking and I didn't know what to do and I called Miranda. And I said, this woman is choking, and no one in her family will do anything, and they're freaking out, and they're asking me if I can help. And I said, I don't know what
you
to
said,
do.
Hold
she
on,
took
I
the time
call
to call?
I called Miranda.
How many rings?
I said, this woman's about 80, and she's choking, and she can't breathe.
Yeah, she had a good run.
And I said, I told the family, asked me if I could help, and I said, I don't know how to do the Heimlich, but I'll try.
Why
and
didn't they
and they
try?
Said, they said, please do. And I said, hold on, and I called Miranda. I told her it was an emergency. She was at the hospital, as a matter of fact. And she said, you're going to – she goes –
oh,
if
I've
you
heard
think
this
she's
story,
going
actually.
To die, you, it's up to you. She goes, but you're probably going to break her ribs regardless of how you try to do it. And she goes, but you might dislodge the thing and then call an ambulance. Uh-huh. And she goes, but I would leave immediately afterwards if I were you. And I just went, oh, fuck. This was 10 times more pressure than just going over and doing it.
So you went home and
I told the family, I go,
logged
I, just,
on to Al
I
scans,
spoke, I
like
spoke to somebody
happened.
And they said, she, I, and they're like, well, she seems to be a little bit better, and she wasn't better one bit. She was just, like, sitting there, and I was like, fuck. I didn't do it.
Did
I left.
Do you think she died?
No. No.
How do you know? Did you swing by the old home the next day?
It was a family, like, lunch, and they were all very properly dressed from the South, and they were visiting California.
How does that make her still alive?
I don't care if she's alive anymore,
wow!
to be honest with you.
She might have died because you pussed
no,
out.
No, no. There were like 8 fucking people there that could have done it that were in her family, and they were all scared to do it.
Were they all as old as her?
No, they were like, they were, no, it was a whole family.
Why? That's very strange. They would look to a stranger and say, hey, one person who's not related
they
to this
didn't
woman.
Look to me. I said, are you all right? Because they were all like looking at her going, like.
Tyler, is this story familiar to you?
Yeah, I told it. I told it when it
I don't
happened.
Know if you told it on the show, though. How long ago was it?
4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Might have been
maybe
while
more.
We were doing the show.
I think right. That would have been a little more.
BeTheMatch.org.
Permanent in my head.
BeTheMatch.org.
It was at the subway in Brea, in case anybody ever heard about somebody dying at that subway.
The sandwich shop?
Yes.
Hey, Tyler, I got a question for you.
I'll tell you where there's fecal matter in the subway.
All right.
Not subway sandwiches.
No. No fecal matter. You know what? If there's fecal matter on the toothbrush that's wrapped up, that hasn't even been opened yet, you know that it's all up in those sandwiches.
Of course it is.
It's everywhere!
Of course it is.
Let's just give up.
Especially if you have a Middle Eastern guy making your sandwich with his left hand.
Let's just all join the ranks of 120 Days of Salo.
Let's just wear those masks.
You know what? Why don't we?
Well, because we look stupid.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's probably fecal matter on the
It's probably fecal matter. It's probably made of yeah.
Open those babies right. I need you to, after this is over with, I need you to go online and see about how people died at UCLA getting the wrong scope put in their mouth.
Yeah, well,
and
you know
butt.
What? I hope they did. Well, that's terrible. I hope
because it might clear things up.
But
now.
Yeah, like now is the time because
you know
everyone's
right.
gonna be extra careful.
You are. Correct.
I'm probably gonna get brand new scopes,
brand new, clean.
They're like neither one of these are straight out of the package yet. They're still both covered in fecal matter.
Swabs.
Tyler, I got a question for you.
What?
What is too many cooks?
Oh my God, are you just getting into too many cooks?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know
was...
that. All right, we know, Tyler. You get the credit, okay? Get the credit. What the fuck is too many cooks?
Who's asking?
Myself, right now. I'm looking at you. I'm asking the question.
It's a video that was very popular about, I don't know, 2 months ago?
Three.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
It's great. It's too many cooks. Too many cooks. Too many
What
cooks.
Is it?
Have you watched it?
No, I've not.
Then what do you know about it?
Nothing, other than the fact that you
And it's covered in
Were you listening
matter.
To an old episode?
I was listening
singing?
To an old episode. I'm 3 months behind. Actually, I got out of the after
disaster. Wait, is it a podcast?
I got out of the after. No, I got out of the after disaster for a little while. Like, I wasn't listening to it. I felt like something was missing from my life, but I didn't really feel like I missed it. Like, I almost felt like a chore to go back to it. So all of you who have stopped listening, continue to listen because you get right back into it. I know you're not listening right now, so that doesn't work.
They're all covered in fecal matter.
Please don't make this the title. No. Okay. But I ran into Bill Burr, and I needed something to listen to while I was at the gym, and I was done with the treatment. I was done with all my good podcasts. So I'm like, I guess I'll go back.
With all your good ones.
I guess I'll go back to the after disaster. And I got to tell you, true to light. Just immediately just slid right back in. It goes down smooth. Really enjoy it. And now I'm all caught up because I always like to stay at least 3 months behind. So I was listening to the one from October or November 18th, last night, I think. And it was the night where Tyler was drunk, and he ended up breaking his elbow right after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was very fun
skateboard
listening to
tragedy.
It, knowing that
too
he's
many
about
drinks.
To, he's about to break his elbow. So you and I were going on and on. We're playing. This is the only show where you're going to actually hear the hosts reviewing their own show, commenting on their own show. But we're like listening to Butthole Surfers, and then we were going on and on. And then we finally ended the show, and like you can hear us get up. And as we're getting up, Tyler's going, "Hey guys, wait! But before we finish, have you heard of Too Many Cooks?" And you just hear you and I just going. So, anyways. Completely ignoring him. And then poor drunken Ty Ty is just on the mic by himself going, too many cooks? Too many cooks?
What is it?
And he starts singing.
Don't see the video. This is nothing. How did you not watch this?
Why would I? I'm not like a computer meme guy. What does that mean? I'm not into GIFs.
We'll have to delve into this later. I don't think I was begging you guys about Too Many Cooks. I was just singing it creepily in the background.
Yeah, you were telling us to look at it. Deadly superbug poses threat to 179 UCLA hospital patients. What? That's not it. Two patients dead, at least seven infected after exposure. Are you sure you heard it right, Ty and Michael?
No.
I was so
I know. I saw the article he's talking about. It is something about that.
Okay. Are you sure the two people died? It just seems
weird.
Yeah.
No, two people died.
Was it the super bug?
Speaking of Butthole Surfers.
It was the scope that there's two different scopes. One goes in your mouth, one goes in your butt, and they did the wrong one. And now two people are dead because... Apparently, poop has superbugs in it. It gets worse.
Can you imagine that feeling when you're driving home from work, and instead of the, like, did I leave the oven on, it's the, wait, did I use the poop scope on that guy's mouth?
Oh, wait, but you know what? These scopes, they're like, what am I thinking? These scopes have all been up and down, other people.
What am I thinking?
I don't know why I'm thinking this is a good idea. Like, these are scopes that have been inside of
you. You should ask the doctor. Can I bring my own?
I need a brand new scope.
Can I bring my own
scope? I'll buy my own scope.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Can I bring my own scope?
We'll go in on it.
You know, if you have enough money for like leather floors, you get your own scope. You bring your own scope. I don't like if I go scuba diving, I don't like to like rent a regulator.
Oh, no, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I bring my own silverware to restaurants, Tyler.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Disgusting.
You bring your own fecal matter.
Hey, I don't trust silverware. I've worked in restaurants. I don't trust the silverware anywhere.
You don't trust it?
No,
looking knife.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not going to name the place, but I've worked in a place that has a restaurant, and the silverware is not dirty, but it just sits in these giant trays back in the kitchen for fucking
ever. But they use such high pressure, high heat.
I agree, but it's still sitting in a fucking pile. With people breathing on it and dust for hours and hours, and then I walk up and just pull out a fork to eat a piece of cheesecake that I just took out of the walk-in.
So not to name names.
Well, I'm not going to name the names, but I wouldn't trust any of that shit. And I eat all – I've become immune to it because I'll walk back there and just pull a plate off the pile that's on top of the kitchen, on little racks in the kitchen, and that plate's been collecting dust. It's stuff I wouldn't do at home. But I do it in the restaurant.
All right, you know what? They didn't fuck up the tubes and put the one wrong. It's just the tubes, the scopes were infected. They didn't actually go, whoops, that was for the butt.
So I heard it wrong.
But still, two people dead, 179 potential candidates for the super bug. I mean, if you got to have a bug, you want it to be super.
Oh,
right?
Fuck yeah. Super duper bug is the worst.
Yeah, you don't want to get taken out by a lame bug.
Nope, you don't want like a retarded bug.
Hey.
Hey. A special bug, sorry.
Differently abled bug.
All right, so this is just a frustrating story. It's not going to go anywhere, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I can't skate with you guys after the show.
What?
I cannot. Because old Anderson's uninsured again.
What?
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
Yeah, here's the thing.
I'm jealous because I don't want to pay
don't
for
be
my
jealous.
I don't want to pay for my insurance.
Don't be jealous. It's hell on earth. I'm keeping track, and I'm actually going through my phone, and I'm adding up the time. I'm on 4.5 hours. Tomorrow, I'm going to make it 5.5 hours of being on the phone with these fucks, okay? I got numerous letters in the mail saying everything's going to stay the same. If you want to stay with us, we're increasing your bill by like $6 a month or whatever. If you want to stay with us, you don't have to do anything. You're good to go. I did nothing. Did nothing. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to look at my bank account, bank statements and credit cards and stuff because it's always bad news.
Me too.
It's almost like it's like going to Vegas knowing that you're going to like lose. You don't want to flip the cards over and see that you got like a shit hand.
I'm tired of paying for this fucking insurance bullshit because mine's over $400 now.
I know. I heard. Here's the problem. They stopped taking it out of my account regularly. So they dropped me without a phone call, without an email, nothing. Apparently they sent shit in the mail, which I don't fucking look at my mail either because it's nothing bad news.
Neither do I.
So they dropped me. And I have not been insured for like the last... I almost got in a fight in a bar a couple nights ago too.
But why would they just stop charging
Thank
you?
God I didn't. What? Because they're not taking it out of my account because I guess I don't know. That's why it's boring.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think of this Obamacare.
But I have everything set up to automatic bill pay, and for whatever reason, they just stopped taking it out. And they're like, we're going to cancel you. And the woman that I was on the phone with last time, I was on the phone with her for 90 minutes. Actually, I went to the pool store to buy a new little net for my filter. I actually went to the gym. I worked out, had a full workout while I was on the phone with her.
That's
pretty
sweet. She
kept putting me on hold, and I just mute it. And then I'd unmute it, and she'd hear me grunting a couple times because I was doing leg presses. I was doing squats. I think she heard me. But she's like, I like that song in the background.
You're like, well,
but she
I don't like
said,
your attitude.
She's like, this is very frustrating. No, she was great. She was talking shit about her own company. She's like, this is so frustrating because I'm dealing with another client who he wants to get out. He doesn't want to be our customer anymore, and he's stopped payment on everything, and we continue to try and take money from him, and he doesn't want to be, and you're in the opposite boat. You're trying to give us your money, and we're canceling you.
It'd be ironic if you guys were both wheeling into the hospital at the same time.
That would be.
Hey, here's the thing about it, is it was made apparently very, very clear to me from HealthNet that they don't want my fucking Obamacare business. Very clear. Like, they are bitter. I called them to try to change my plan. And I said, I want to change my plan to a less expensive plan. And she goes, well, you need to do that through Covered California. And I went, well, you're the one I have insurance with. Honest to God, this conversation happened. Right. And she goes, well, if you would have called us directly and not gone through Covered California, I could help you with that. But since you went through Covered California, you need to call them and tell them what your problem is. That's exactly what she told me, that cunt. What? And it's clear they don't want our business. Mm-hmm. They don't fucking want it. I don't get it. I don't even understand this.
It's so confusing. Then they're telling me, well, Covered California is the one who canceled you. So I call them, Covered California. They're like, no, you're not canceled in our system. You're still up to date. You're good to go. I'm like, well, all right, enough. But it's infuriating.
Here's what we got to do.
It's infuriating.
Is we just write let's just go to an actual brick and mortar insurance company because they'll sell you health insurance and say we want Blue Cross or something, and just what are the rates?
Well,
and
my problem is I'm uninsurable, or I was
okay
because of my back and I couldn't track down my dog. Anyways, this is boring minutia. Here's one last tangible thing that I bring to the table. I don't know what to do, Tyler. My cat. Full growing, killing machine.
What's it killing?
Come home the other night, sitting down inside, having a little nightcap, right? Trying to enjoy myself. I'm not looking at Al Scans or anything, but I'm.
I hate the name Al Scans. I hate it so much.
I hate it too because it's pronounced ALS scan.
Some creepy guy named Al who's late.
Yeah,
up
it's not.
All night scanning.
Wait, ALS can?
No, I've heard the girls
like
talk
people
about
with
it.
ALS can.
I've heard the
too?
Girls ALS scan.
Oh, there's two S's?
Yeah. I've heard the girls mention it like, hey, I'm so-and-so. Welcome
it's
to ALS
the worst
scan.
Name.
It's absolutely horrible because I thought it was Al, too. Hey, you want to hear something great that I heard today?
Oh, there is an ALS can.
A free, a
and
female,
that one's blocked.
A female friend was telling me, she goes, I had something weird happen with my boyfriend. I bought him Bluetooth speakers for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to go take a shower. And he goes, she said, I'm watching TV. And all of a sudden, out of the speakers, I start hearing moaning and groaning, like porn.
Oh, no.
It was
and
connected.
He was watching porn on his phone in the bathroom. And it was coming out of the speakers in the living room. She's like, I know what's happening. And he's just like, nothing. And I was like, how often does that happen?
That's
it's had
funny.
To have happened a bunch of times.
More like the Blue Truth came yeah. out.
What?
That's right.
The Blue Truth? Instead of what? Blue.
The Bluetooth.
Oh, Bluetooth? Yeah, okay. Not bad. Not bad. Bluetooth. Blue. Yeah.
I could have gone like splooge tooth.
Yeah,
I'm
glad he's in it. Hey, you know what, though?
I want to.
Those speakers probably covered in fecal matter.
Of course they are. Inside and
it's
out.
Thick.
Out of the package. I want the listeners to know that I'm not a filthy pig. And I want to explain to you that I didn't look at Al Scan originally because of what their slogan used to be, which I don't know if they've upgraded it or updated it at all. I did it because the girls are beautiful. The photography was better than 99% of
porn. Love the shadowing here and the contrast.
No, the girls are beautiful. But I remember the difference between Al. It just occurred to me right now. The difference between Al's Angels and Al's Scan was Al's Angels, they could have fake tits. And Al's Scan was natural shaved beauties. And I don't care about the shaved thing. That's what I'm trying to point out is I'm not a pig that likes... No, I like them. But
natural
I don't... It's not a requirement.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So back to my cat.
I don't care if vaginas have a lot of hair, a little hair.
Back
or
to Nicolas Cage.
I just want to make that clear. I want to clear my good name.
It's clear. So I'm sitting there not looking at Al's Scan.
And I want to point out that I'm definitely not having enough sex.
Al's Cans sounds like a either like some kind of foundation for ALS, ALS can, or like
it sounds like Cars for Kids where you like turn in your cans.
A big fat guy named Al and his cans because his boobs are massive. Al's
yeah.
Cans.
Al's Cans.
So I'm sitting there and like I'm never really quite calm and ready to go to sleep until the cat's in. Most nights she's already in when I get home, but some nights she's not, and I'll call her and I'll stay up for an extra hour because I'm neurotic. And
so your neighbors just hear you going Nicolas Cage.
Nope, they hear me going meow. I call her by meowing.
You speak her language.
A lot of times she comes. So I was delighted to see her like silhouette out by my windows. You know, Tyler, in my living room, I got those big French doors with the windows. And I flip on the light, and to my horror, she is there. This cat's got so much personality and whatnot, too. I hate when people talk about their pets, especially their cats having tons of personality, but the cat does. And she is beside herself with glee, excitement. I haven't seen her eyes that wide, and she's pacing back and forth. Can't wait for me to invite her inside to, I guess, partake and enjoy in her spoils of the dead rat that dangles from her mouth. Full dead rat.
That was outside the improv today in Irvine.
Mike's showing me a picture of a dead rat. That is.
I saw a rat while I was waiting at a traffic light tonight to come here.
Why is its mouth like all the way
I
open?
Don't know. It's like, isn't that weird? It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, that looks very strange. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Looks like
it's a dead rat lying on his back with his mouth open.
You know what? His lower jaw is missing. That's not good. I don't like that. So I had to sit there. And
oh, yeah, you're right. His mouth isn't open. The whole jaw's gone. He must have lost it in war.
Understand. I couldn't make her understand. Like, hey, honey, good for you. Way to kill it, I guess. I feel bad for the rat, but what are you going to do? But you can't come inside with that thing. You can't. She was so excited, and I just like turned off the light and turned my back on.
Turned off.
What was I supposed to do? So I waited, looked at the Al Scans for a little bit, went back and I checked it, and she was like
as
eating.
One does.
She was eating the intestines. Like, that's
oh
nice.
My God, really?
Yeah. She was eating.
Did you make her wash her?
I don't think
you're
supposed to let them eat the rats could have like really bad.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You know what's in those intestines?
Fecal
matter.
So then, she wasn't really. Yeah, she ripped it open. I don't know if she was eating it as much as she was playing with it.
I think you do. Do you have a squirty bottle? Just squirt her, drop it, and run away.
And then I turn the light on again, and it's almost like a horror movie. Like, I don't know what I'm going to see.
Less of the body left.
And I turn it on again, and
she's wearing the head.
the tattered body is just laying there, and she's nowhere to be found. So I throw the rat away.
Go back for the sons.
And then I call her for the rest of like for another hour. No one. Nowhere to be found. And then I wake up around noon the next day. She's laying in bed with me. Fuck. Ugh. What the hell, Ty-Ty? Cats.
Oh, cats, bro.
Dude, that's just the beginning. Oh, here's one. Jillian and I.
Cats are like a creepy, they're not like a pet. They're like a roommate that's also like a creepy hunter.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be honest. If dogs had razor sharp claws that could grab things, they'd probably catch a lot more too. If a dog went after
true.
A
like
rat or a bird,
paws, like,
it would just not. It would just be blunt force.
Yeah, because my dogs
be.
Chase them, but they're all
They're not sneaky enough, though.
Yeah,
the
true.
Cats are like real sneaky.
I'm putting a bell on that fucker again. She's got to stop killing things.
My mom has a bell on her cat because it's killing
too many
birds.
Bell do?
It's kind of it scares
warns
things
the
away.
Rats.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not rats, but I mean,
drive the cat nuts.
Spring
like
is coming.
It's like the bomb, the air raid sirens in Britain. Same thing.
Why don't you just put like a cone on its head? And on its paws.
Spring is coming, and she's going to be getting like the newborn chicks. I'm not looking forward
Wait,
to
what
this.
Newborn chicks are in your neighborhood?
Easy, Mike.
So, what was I going to say? Something. What was I going to say? I don't know. I guess it's done.
That's disgusting, by the way.
Oh, Jillian. She's like, hey, so I had one of the most. This is like the day before the rat, all right? She's like coming into her own quickly. She's like, honey, good to see you. I hadn't seen her in a couple days. She's like, earlier today, you were out doing errands. I had one of the most disturbing images ever thrust before my eyes.
I was on L-scan, page 6.
I was in the kitchen and
fisting.
Looked down at the cat. The cat was sitting there looking up at me, looking pleased, with a tail hanging out of its mouth.
Ugh.
Like a cigar, and the tail was moving. The tail was moving.
Of what?
Like a lizard.
Yeah.
And it's just like wiggling back. So then she goes, oh, kitty. And she goes to the back bathroom and she's like, locks herself in there and she's like, takes a shower. And then she gets out of the shower. She opens the door. The cat's sitting there at the door with the tail still in its mouth.
Ah.
Oh, kitty. She says, she runs off. And then I get home. She's like, and then the tail's still in the bathroom. So I went.
How did her shower, how did she think that was going to help?
Because she felt dirty and gross and she wanted to, like, you know, let things. You know how women are. Like, they just hope it passes.
She took one of those showers like in her clothes like in the movies.
You know how women are. And she was crying and just curled up in a ball.
Mascara running down
rocking
her face.
Back and forth.
While the cat's just staring at her with the lizard tail.
So it had been a couple hours and the tail was just in there and I grabbed it with a napkin and it was wiggling the whole way to the trash. Yeah.
Do you think they're trying to find their owner and like get back to them and like reattach?
The tail
works,
yes,
right? No, science.
Obviously.
That works. But that
wow, I don't like this. I don't like your cat's thirst for death.
Yeah, how do you? She's got death on her breath.
Maybe your cat hasn't acquired a taste for cat food yet.
Well, she likes that too. Yeah, but I don't know what I'm going to do when she starts eating, killing baby chicks.
Oh,
where are these
probably
baby
not
going
to get up in the trees?
Who has chicks? Who has chickens?
Baby, like, birds. There's a lot of birds in my backyard.
Guys, I'm officially moved out of my old apartment.
Oh, congratulations.
How's the new place?
Congratulations.
Get on Saturday.
Can we do a podcast there?
Well,
probably.
Is the podcast worthy? Yes. Jillian and I are going to go hang out with the Whites this weekend. Could be a good time. You want to come?
I don't know.
All right, never mind.
Well,
Mike's tough because he gets mad if you don't invite him, and then you invite him, and
he
seems
put
out.
We have this is like sort of a soft launch because our place now, because we're moved in,
you're not invited,
is full of boxes.
I thought you were having a housewarming party.
We had one. We had like a we had.
What the fuck?
Okay. Well, I got a problem with that because I was invited to it.
What? No, you're invited to a different one.
Okay. Well,
when?
We had a housewarming party with like 8 people.
I have not been invited to anything.
Okay, at some point in time.
I don't want to go to your fucking new house anyways because it's covered in fecal.
Here's the conversation I had with Tara in the car sometime a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so we're going to have
We were invited to a housewarming party at Tyler's and Lauren's.
That's still true.
And then she said, and I don't care what you
How'd
say.
How'd you know you were invited?
And she said, I don't care what you say. We're going and we're bringing a gift. And I went, okay.
How did you know you were invited?
She told me that they told her.
What?
I did.
When?
You guys were probably talking during the show, and we were talking about
telling her to watch Too Many Cooks?
No, I don't know. I'm sure she's seen Too Many Cooks.
But she said it like in a demanding way, like I'm too immature.
Yeah, well, she's trying to make a good man of you.
She said, we're going, and we're bringing a gift, and that's it. And I went, okay.
You know what we're doing? Ending the program.
What are you doing Saturday?
Going to their housewarming party.
Because the house is not in any shape. Now,
I'm not
there are now 600 boxes in our living room.
I'm banning.
Because I was going to go on a road trip, but now I can't because I have to get up early and try to buy Comic-Con tickets.
Is this one of the worst shows we've done in a while?
No, it's one of the better shows.
No.
It's one of the better shows.
I don't.
We're at the top of our game.
I didn't feel it.
Last three episodes, we've been kicking ass.
I felt like last show was good.
Yeah?
I'll tell you what I think of it 3 months from now.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotta tell you, it was quite enjoyable catching up on the afters. That's right. This is like four straight when I was at the gym. And I was doing that thing again. I laugh more. God, I'm a douche. I laugh more at the after disaster than I do Bill Burr. And I love Bill Burr. God damn, he makes me laugh. Like I tell you,
did you see his new Netflix special?
Oh, it's so good.
It's great.
So good.
It's great.
I hate that fucking poster, though.
Why?
He's sitting there like a stupid clown with the wilted flowers. It's just dumb.
Whatever. But the special was great.
It looked great, too. Shot in black and white. At the Tabernacle Theater. I think it was at the Tabernacle.
I don't know, but it was good.
In Atlanta.
If you live in Boston, ha, 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 enjoy the snow.
Good film vault this week. We did top five Oscar lost. Top five Oscar lost, Tyler. Next week is the Vaulties, biggest episode of the year.
Oh, my gosh, I love that episode.
The biggest episode of the year is
top 10
Christmas show, probably, is the biggest episode of the year.
You know what I do for the film vault? I go and I see 2.5 hour long Russian films. Today I saw Leviathan. 2.5 hours.
The boat one?
No, it's the third movie I've seen called Leviathan. They're all very hard to watch. The one that came out last year, maybe 2 years ago, was just like all like visceral. It was pretty sweet. They just used a ton of like GoPros and it was just fishermen on this like boat of death. You know they made another version of that?
No, but
it's like 5.5 hours long and they just slowed it down and
you did tell me that, yeah. I actually like the Vaulties episode the best.
It's fun because it feels like fruits are being harvested because you know so
I
many,
forgot
so
the
many
Oscars
moves.
Were this Sunday and now I'm irritated thinking about how I'm going to go down to family dinner and not be able to watch it because no one will shut the fuck up.
Just don't go. Watch
it. Is this Sunday?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited. Neil Patrick Harris. He's a showman. I like that Neil Patrick Harris. It'll be good. We did a top five Oscar lock, so if you're looking for some picks, I feel semi-confident on my five picks, even though one of them was kind of like a stunt pick or a prop bet. Yeah. What else? Yeah, Leviathan. No, it was about Ruskies, Russians, corrupt mayors and whatnot. And I thought of you quite a bit throughout because you hate your Russians. They're all just hammered the entire movie, just drinking.
I don't hate all
it
Russians.
It was like a normal, like, dramatic, like a drama, like an American drama.
He hates
drama.
All Jamaicans.
I don't hate.
Family strife, and the mayor was, like, you know, trying to, like, steal their house from them. Because
is it
a
documentary?
No, it's a drama.
I don't hate Russians.
But they're just
I don't hate
downing.
Jamaicans. I don't trust Russians.
They're just
I don't trust
downing
Jamaicans.
Vodka the entire movie. Everyone in Russia, they'll have you believe, just swilling vodka all day, every day.
They are.
It's like the Old West, except it's whiskey.
My brother has toured in Russia, and he said it is everywhere
it's
you go.
Covered in
every person ever. You meet, all they want to do is drink, and they all they want to do is drink.
Like
vodka.
They're like this one guy. He's like, hey, it's my birthday. Would you? He just met this guy. He's like, would you like to come out and celebrate my birthday with me tomorrow? He's like 50, maybe 55. Yeah, sure. What are we gonna do? Yeah, me and some of my other friends. We're going to go out to the woods and drink a bunch of vodka and then shoot guns.
Yeah.
And they did. That's what they did.
My brother said
he brought an AK-47.
Every single person that he met in Russia just wanted to drink.
And they didn't even invent vodka. You know that? The Poles did. Poles invented vodka.
Good Vice document.
Yeah. Vice.
You know what they were trying to make? Orange juice.
They were. How many Poles does it take to make orange juice? They're too drunk off the vodka they made by mistake.
I don't hate Russians. I just don't trust them. I want to make that crystal clear in case any hot Russian doctors are listening.
All right.
I don't trust that. I don't. You know what?
What's the first chapter of the newer Testament going to be?
Thou shalt not kill my spirit.
You know that moment where you realize that your eyes are fucked?
Yeah.
Jillian and I laying in bed. We're watching Seth Meyers on his late night talk show, whatever it is. I can't keep up with all the goddamn late, too late, late night.
That show's didn't get canceled
it's
yet?
Late
Seriously?
Night with Seth Meyers.
Late Night with Seth Meyers.
That's still on the air.
On NBC.
Yes. It's still in the air. And Jillian's like, oh, my God, look at that little nesting doll. It's Stefan from SNL, which is a Bill Hader character. Mm-hmm. Great. Great character, right? Where he did Weekend Update. And,
yes.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Where? She goes, it's right there. It's on the desk. It's Stefan. I'm staring at this thing. And it's just like a blobby little, like, unless I could tell it's a nesting doll, like a Russian nesting doll.
Yeah.
But the idea of it being, so I actually get up off the bed and I'm trying to be sly, like I'm just going to the bathroom. Like I'm walking up to it, like slowly going, I still can't. Oh, yeah. I get. How the fuck did she see that from bed?
I'm going
to
tell you what you're not going to like.
And then she immediately started getting apps out on her phone. Eye testing apps.
You're not going to like this one bit. I refused to believe and or acknowledge that I needed glasses. Refused.
Mm-hmm.
Refused.
Right.
I'm in CVS, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just look at these glasses they have in those racks. And I just picked a random pair and I put them on and I looked at my phone and then I took them off and looked at my phone. And I honestly felt like a rush of joy and like I was going to cry at the same time. It was so much clearer, like so dramatic. It was so dramatic. Mm. It was like, I have to get glasses tomorrow morning.
Right.
Because I've never seen my phone that clear. I've never noticed the crispness of the
HD,
screen.
HD, bro. HD.
I can't read menus. I haven't been able to read menus in restaurants for like 10 years.
Have you done anything since that moment?
I went and way overpaid for glasses. I think I wore them in here 3 times, and I wore them.
Yeah, I remember that. I
wore them out a couple times, and I just haven't worn them since.
Why?
Because it's a pain in the ass.
Could you see better?
So much better.
Well, then why don't you put them back on?
I don't care. I don't care to see.
You're a professional photographer.
You should at least put them on for Al Skins.
Nightmare.
I think that this just happened within the last 2-3 years from staring at goddamn computer screens all day for my goddamn job.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I gotta stop staring at the screens.
My prescription glasses were very, very expensive, and I'm not.
You looked cool.
I'm always going to be bitter towards Lens Crafters for charging me $1,200.
Wow.
For fucking glasses when. Like Warbly or whatever that internet company is, sends you 4 pairs in a box, uh-huh. And you keep them for a week and decide which frames you want, and then send it back, and they charge you $100.
Yeah, Warby Parker.
Yeah,
I ask you that name again in a few weeks when I'm.
Yeah, me too.
Class.
I'm gonna ask you again too. Remind me too.
Hey, here's how dumb I am. Once I do get my insurance back up and running, because I'm gonna just continue to be on the phone with these fucking people. Tomorrow's gonna be hour 4.5 to 5.5, I think. But here's how dumb I am. I need to go see an eye doctor. Do I have to go see my hot Russian doctor and say I need to see an eye doctor? Or can I just
I don't think eye doctor is covered.
What?
I'm pretty sure optometry falls in the category of like dental.
No. No. That would always, because you always see like medical dental.
For my insurance.
All right.
Vision and dental are separate.
What?
From health.
What?
You can go to Costco.
Do they have eye doctors there? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they say, look at this, look at this?
I don't know what they say. Because
look at this. Hey.
I don't know what they say because I had an anxiety attack
and walked
out.
Wait, what
happened?
Why do you take such good care of kids? I remember being a kid and like once every 6 months to a year or something, they'd sit my ass down and like, I'd have to look through these things and they'd ask me what I could see.
I walked into Costco and said, I don't have an appointment, but can I see the doctor? And she said, oh, he's right in there. And I went, hey, I didn't make an appointment, but is there any way I can get an eye exam? And he went, I have a 1 o'clock appointment. It was 10 till 1. He goes, I have a 1 o'clock appointment.
What does he charge you?
It's Costco. It's through Costco.
That does not answer my question.
They charge you, but it's like, well, first of all, it's not nearly $1,200 like Lens Crafters.
Why don't you get your glasses from Costco? Is this the most boring
topic? Because I walked
out
because I got angry with the doctor. He goes, I have an appointment at 1. And I went, well, can you see me now? And he goes, no, I have an appointment at 1. And I went, how long is it going to take? He goes, 5 minutes. And I went, well, can you see me now? And he goes, it's lunch break. And I wanted to go like,
He's working. He's on the clock. He wants to.
Fuck that guy at Costco in Brea or Fullerton. Fuck him.
Was he wearing glasses?
I don't know. But.
Yeah, maybe he thought you were being a dick when you're like, can you see me now?
I would go back. I would go back to Costco this time because I found out later that I way overpaid. And part of my overpaying was $600 for the Ray-Bans.
Yeah, well, come on.
I bought 2 pairs of Ray-Bans.
Oh, Michael, come on.
$600 each.
God damn. So then it's not $1,200. It's 600 times
no,
two.
That I wanted regular glasses and prescription sunglasses, and I got Ray-Bans on both, and there was $1,200 when somebody told me that Warby Parker was like 100 for a pair, and they're better.
They did this thing on 60 Minutes a while ago all about the cartel that are sunglasses and glasses. And
yeah.
It's awful.
My dad goes overseas to get his prescription. When he is overseas, he stops in and gets his prescription glasses for like $2.
Like on a boat?
Ridiculous.
Custom-made to his...
Like, this company actually bought, like, Ray-Bans back in, like, the 60s or 70s. I might have my dates completely off. Then took them off the market for a year. They used to cost $20. You can get them, like, the Ray-Bans, at, like, any aviator Ray-Bans. Like, any gas station had them for, like, maybe $20. Took them off the market for a year after this company bought them. And then a year later put them back out and upsell them 600%. And
you know
everyone's like, I want them.
I know you're right about that. And sunglasses is absolutely the epitome of such bullshit. It's a product that probably costs $4 to make.
If that.
And they're like $150, $200. And then the other thing is, I know we're going to wrap this up right this second, but when the first person decided, oh, these sunglasses are $20 a pair, I'm going to charge $150, and people started buying them, it had to be like the same time the first fucking hot chick went, How much is a prostitute? $40? Well, guess what? I'm $1,200, and some guy paid that price. She had to be going like, you're not going to believe what I just did.
Sunglasses and high-priced escorts are...
Somebody had to go, I'm going to charge 10 times more than everybody else.
Connected.
And then some dude paid it. And
you sound bitter
like,
about the price hike, Mike.
More bitter about the escorts than the sunglasses.
I don't wear sunglasses in protest to those fuckers, so they can suck it.
But you're going to...
I wear Ray-Bans.
I'm waiting for you to say you also don't bang prostitutes in
protest
of their
came.
High prices.
That never came.
Here's the thing I don't like about lens crafters. First of all, when I went to get my eye test, there was like a 70-year-old woman there who gave me my eye test.
Was it at 1 o'clock?
And she rested her breasts on my back, like on my shoulders, and it was so fucking disturbing.
So,
yet complimentary.
Your problem is just with the overall Costco experience.
It's just, this is lens glass. But here's the thing
is
I scratched my $600 Ray-Bans and I brought them back in and said, is there any way you can buff this out? Because there's a little scratch that's driving me crazy. And they went, no.
What?
We have to make new lenses.
No.
That's what they told me at Lens Crafters.
Maybe.
And so I will not go back there. Uh-huh. Which side is the concave side? The inside or the outside? I'm guessing it's on the inside.
Concave side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the scratch is on the outside.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You guys watch Shark Tank?
Yes.
No.
I just started watching it.
It's the best.
I never really seen it before. I don't. You know what I hate? Mike, you would hate this. Like, they have people on. They're like, these are my little fucky off sandals, and I want to sell them. And I sell them for like $75 a piece. And then they ask this question. All right. What's the cost to make them? $5. People are always saying that. And I just feel like I can feel like... monetarily raped as they're saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always like, I wouldn't want to say it if I was the person.
I know.
I don't want people to know.
And now, like, $65. I see your company and I see your name and I see your product and I realize how much you're fucking everyone.
Yeah.
And I understand it costs a lot of money with that LLC and the companies and you got to pay employees and you got to pay for actual materials and lawsuits and this and that. But really, like $5 and you sell it for $75? Who the fuck do you that's
good margins, bro.
Yeah. I don't appreciate that one bit. In-N-Out Burger does not do that. And
nope,
by the way, people were pissed off that we kept saying X last week when it was W, apparently,
that
movie.
And it is. It's for palm trees, and it's a mad, 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 mad world. But they didn't go to that length.
Yeah.
We knew that. We love it's a mad, 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 mad world. But the X's that they do with the palm trees come from that movie. All right.
In-N-Out Burger.
Why is everyone so upset with last week?
Everyone is covered with fecal matter, and they're all terrible.
iPhones, fecal matter right out of the box.
I'm going to come here next week wearing glasses with no lenses.
Sweet.
Yeah. You like that?
How much would
you hate me if I tell you that I used to do that?
That would be totally in line with all the things I think about you
Fuck
and know
you,
of your past.
Tyler.
Too many chefs?
Do you have a Costco membership?